Remarks of the President, Klamath Falls, Oregon, 3 October 1952.
The President of the United States.
Thank you very much. I thank you very, very much. I've had a warm welcome wherever I've gone in the Pacific Northwest. I'm sorry that I had to go through Portland and Eugene and most of your state by night. I wish I could have seen more of Oregon and talked to more of its citizens. As you may have heard, by rumor, I'm out here campaigning for the Democratic ticket. You have a good group of Democratic candidates this year. I hope you'll send John Jones to Congress as your representative from this district. I think he will give this district excellent representation in Washington, which will be comparable to that you have received from that great Democrat, Walter Pierce. And you have a good Democratic state ticket, too. I hope you'll vote for all of them. There's no reason why Oregon should not be a Democratic state. It would be, too, if all the people of Oregon remembered to register and vote. I'm told that there were between 300,000 and 400,000 Oregonians who failed to register and vote in 1948. When you fail to exercise your rights as citizens, you have no right to complain about the government you get. So remember, this Saturday is the last day you can register in Oregon. Be sure and go and register, because it's your duty. You're the government. The people of this United States are the government. That's where the power is situated. And when you don't exercise your right to vote, you're not doing the right thing by yourself or the country. I've been greatly impressed by the progress of this Northwest area. As I said at Tacoma last night, in this area, private enterprise and public enterprise are working together for the public good. One of the big elements in your prosperity is electric power that is being produced from the great public power projects of the Northwest. These dams and transmission lines were built because you had a Democratic administration in Washington. The Democratic Party is not controlled by the power companies. It can look beyond the narrow horizons of private profit and build great projects like these that no private company has the vision or the resources to undertake. These great power projects are a fine investment for the taxpayer. They are more than paying back their cost to the Treasury, both directly through the power they sell and indirectly through the incomes and the prosperity they create. They are an asset because they bring taxpaying property into use that otherwise would not be in use, and they increase the assets of the nation as a whole. Now, the Republican Party, dominated by the power lobby and the Eastern Republicans, have fought these developments tooth and toenail. They've fought virtually every dam, every forest access road, and every power transmission line in this area. Of course, the Republican spokesmen are trying to cover up that bad record now, because this is an election year. But they can't cover up the fact that whenever the time has come to vote, most of them have been against such things as public power. And what is worse, some of them are planning to stop it and take these projects away from the people and sell them back to private companies if they ever get elected. The special interest lobbies that dominate the Republican Party can't bear to see anything owned by the public. They have a long, dark record of turning over the property of the people to private control. I'm told that many years ago, a Republican state administration turned over the public school lands of the state of Oregon to private interests. Some of you may remember that way back in the Coolidge and Hoover days, that the Republican Party tried to sell the Muscle Shoals Dam to the Power Trust. Some of you may recall how in the days of Harding, they gave the oil reserves of Teapot Dome to the oil companies. Don't think the special interests have reformed. They are smoother now, but their objectives haven't changed a bit. They have their eye on these great power projects. A bill has already been introduced into the Congress by a Republican to study all federal projects and find out how many could be turned over to private firms and local governments. And a new plan has been devised to sell all the power plants of the government to private investors. Now, what did that mean? It would mean that the great private companies would get a stranglehold on the economy of these areas. Private corporations would decide who should get Bonneville Power and Grand Coulee Power and TVA Power and who should not. A few men would have control of the development of the great chunks of the United States, and the public wouldn't have much to say about it. If you want to know more about this interesting proposal, read the current issue of the magazine called United States News and World Report. There's a great long article in that old conservative magazine telling just what they'd like to do to these public power projects. You better read it and inform yourselves. There is an article in there that tells all about it. It says that they're planning to sell the post office. And that that article says that these schemes to fleece the public may get a try if the Republicans control the White House and the Congress after next January the 20th. And you better think about that very carefully. I don't vouch for the truth of that prediction, but I ask you, do you see anything in the history or the record or the platform of the Republican Party to suggest that is not what they are planning to do? This is the kind of thing, the Republican Party, that breaks the heart of every liberal Republican. There have been great liberals in the Republican Party from Lincoln on down, but most of them have either been driven out or whipped into line. Go down the list. There was Theodore Roosevelt, and he became a bull mooser. There was old Bob LaFont, and he had to get out. There was George Noyes, who fought harder for public power than any other man, and the special interests in his own party ganged up on him and beat him and sent a double-dyed conservative to the Congress in his place. On this trip, I've been crossing some states where the tradition of Republican progressivism used to be strong. Now it's being driven to the wall by the old guard. Senator Bill Langer of North Dakota rode on my train. I haven't always agreed with Bill, but I know he has always been on the side of the people. He told me he doesn't owe the Republican Party anything. They've tried to beat him three times just because he's right on most of these questions. Then there's your own Senator, Wayne Morris, one of the finest men and the best liberals I've ever known. Up to this summer. He had hopes that the Republican Party could be reformed. He worked for the man who is now the Republican candidate for president, thinking that he was a liberal. And then what happened? Just a few weeks after the Republican convention, the candidate surrendered to Senator Taft and gave in to the old guard on every issue from public power to national defense. He didn't stand up for a single liberal principle when the going got tough. So Senator Morris refused to work for him. And I respect the senator for that. Wayne Morris can see through the five-star glitter to the sad fact underneath that the Republican candidate is the captive of the old guard. I ask you not to turn this country over to the reactionary wing of the Republican Party. I ask you to vote for the kind of the government that this country needs. I ask you to vote for the candidate of the Democratic Party for president. Vote for Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. He knows what these issues are about. He's fought corruption. He's fought special privilege. He's honest and courageous. And he's always been on the side of the people. He is an unusual man, and the American people have seldom had the opportunity of choosing a better leader for their president. Now, it's up to you. It's up to you as individuals to vote in your own interest. As I said a while ago, you're the government. You must vote for your own welfare, vote for the welfare of the country, and vote for a government that is doing everything it possibly can to maintain peace in the world. I thank you very much.